10:55 in the morning with Colin James and Dean Friedman and Ariel. Okay, hello to Jane Havard from Ludlow. She gets the stickers on the TV trivia quiz. Honourable mention as well for Kay Brakewell in Clibbery Mortimer and Paul in Leinster, who also did well. Right, now the TV trivia quiz. One for sorrow, two for joy. Complete the song, I said. It's the theme from Magpie. Okay, and here it is. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. Five for silver, six for gold, seven's a secret never to be told. Eight's a wish, nine a kiss, ten is a bird you must not miss. Magpie. And I believe, although I'm not 100% sure on this, we were chatting about this the other night, that it was sung by Spencer Davis. And that was the theme to Magpie, remember, with Susan Stranks, Tony Bastable and Pete Brady, and later on Mick Robinson was in it as well. Great children's magazine. And I think it's sad that it's not on anymore. But anyway, theme for Magpie, one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven a secret never to be told. Eight's a wish, nine a kiss, ten is a bird you must not miss. Magpie! Another TV trivia quiz, same time tomorrow, and the news next on 103.5.
Talking. 1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
It's been confirmed that Mrs. Thatcher is personally backing an attempt to stage the Olympic Games in Britain. The government has asked the British Olympic Association to put in a bid for the 1992 or 96 Games. If successful, it would cost more than £1,000 million to stage the Games in London, and although opposition MPs are welcoming the move, former Sports Minister Labour's Dennis Howell says he fails to see where the money will come from.
How can the government want to put in a bid or encourage a bid for the Olympics at this time when it is not allowing any local authorities in the country to spend any money?
Wouldn't the government, though, argue that it would actually bring money into the country?
Well, I've no doubt it would, but it has got to argue why it would be right to spend £1,000 million on the Olympic Games when it's not right to spend £1,000 million on housing the homeless.
The chairman of Labour's parliamentary peace group has put forward a motion in the Commons to stop the demolition of the peace chapel at Britain's second cruise missile base at RAF Molesworth. Colin Calder reports.
The Irene Chapel at Molesworth has been under threat of demolition since the Ministry of Defence evicted the peace campaigners. MP Willie McKelvey claims the government have plans to bulldoze it to the ground, but he wants it demolished brick by brick.
If we get the demolition done carefully and we have it rebuilt, then it will be there as a symbol for people to continue their fight, not only for peace, but to remove these cruise missiles.
The peace group chairman says the protesters have a right to worship in the chapel to pray for world peace.
An armed policeman has run amok on a shooting spree just minutes before a ceremony for the British ambassador to the Philippines. The man suddenly fired a volley of shots and one of them killed his commanding officer. Embarrassed Filipino officials tell the ambassador, Michael Morgan, this has nothing to do with you. The man's now in hospital suffering from malaria. Forensic scientists are sifting through the remains of an English-owned holiday home in North Wales, which has been gutted by fire. It's feared the blaze is the latest in an arson campaign by Welsh extremists against holiday cottages. From North Wales, Tom Bodden.
The fire has come after a lull in the campaign by the extremists, but up to 70 cottages have been attacked in the last 4 years. This latest blaze at Beth Gellett in Snowdonia is in the heart of the area of Gwynedd where the majority of arson attacks have taken place. Police say thousands of pounds worth of damage has been caused to the cottage, which is owned by a couple from Uxbridge in Middlesex. Detectives aren't yet positively linking the blaze to extremist groups, and so far no one's claimed responsibility. Forensic scientists are at the scene trying to find the cause of the fire. Tom Bodden, IRN, North Wales.
114 striking miners returned to work today to keep this week's drift back almost level with last week. The biggest return to work was in Yorkshire, 58 men clocked on there. The actor who plays the bearded children's television hero Grizzly Adams has gone on trial in Los Angeles accused of selling cocaine. An undercover policeman said Dan Haggerty twice sold him the drug at the actor's Beverly Hills home. Haggerty says it was the policeman who did all the talking and he was entrapped into the crime. If convicted, he could get 6 years imprisonment. Independent Radio News.
Good morning, Sunshine Radio weather. Well, if you've any rain, sleet or snow at the moment, that should die away fairly shortly. 5 degrees centigrade is the high this afternoon, and the wind is southwesterly and light. The outlook for tomorrow, dry with some brighter periods.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Old James Harding getting very excited about the Olympics. He is, in fact, preparing for the 1988 Olympics now. He's well in training, you know. He's the world ferret down the trouser champion.
I guess I kind of sort of know I ought to be thinking of you. But a friendship's built on trust, and that's something you never do. Well, who knows, maybe tomorrow we can share each other's sorrow and compare our graveside manner. Wave our lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. If you decide to change your view, I'm thinking of you. You can walk away from loneliness anytime you choose. Tread for everything you've ever your views, I'm thinking of you. Let's roll the dice in a fool's paradise. Our eyes. We should take a bus to somewhere else, to something new. Thank God we're alive and bite off more than we can chew. Do the things that just don't matter, laugh while others look in anger, stumble over.
Field. 6 minutes past 11, Colin James in the morning. Now, did you see the TV last night? EastEnders, new soap opera on BBC. What do you make of that? Hey, no, don't, no, too early to tell yet. No, I'd watch it again. Okay, I'm not going to pass any judgment just yet, except to say there's quite a fair amount of rhyming slang in there. I think we're going to have to learn a new language to understand it. I'm not saying anything about it just yet. I would watch it again. Now, it's somebody... It's very special's birthday today. One of my favourite special aunties, Auntie Reen's got her birthday today. Happy birthday, Auntie Reen. Hope you're having a smashing day. Love from me and Bon and all the rest of the family, and we're thinking of you today. Okay, have a nice day. And here's Cliff Richard for you.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and you'll know why. Just you.
Sometimes we
to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Auntie Rain, happy birthday to you. It's Rainy Bell in Hermitage Way, Starport, who's not only got a birthday today, it's a special one. Have a nice day, won't you? And lots of love from all the family. It's 10 past 11.
Farmers, DIY centres, try D-Oil. D-Oil of Worcester. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester for oils and greases, including chain oils, creosote, wood preservers and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, try their super spring offers. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester, established since 1869. D-Oil, the people for oils, greases, chain oils, creosote, wood preserver and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, phone Worcester 355-000 for good prices and delivery. Worcester 355-000.
Hire Equipment. Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow offer for hire a wide range of tools and equipment. They hire to the building trade, agriculture, industry and householders. Their equipment is of top quality professional standard and is always serviced before delivery. Hire Equipment, Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3679. Whether you're a contractor on site or a homeowner working on the house or garden, Hire Equipment will supply you with the right tools for the job. For a free brochure, call at Hire Equipment, Unit 11, Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow. Or telephone Roger Jones on Ludlow 3679. Hire Equipment for higher tools at lower costs.
See GT Insurance Services for all your insurance requirements. GT Insurance Services for instant computerized motor insurance quotes. Pension plans tailored to suit you. They can even arrange your mortgage. Contact Nick Gordon or Bob Turner now at GT Insurance Services, 1 Mill Street, Lowtown, Bridge North. Phone Bridge North 66763. GT Insurance Services. Ensure you deal with the experts.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
We make Ford so affordable. 103.5 BHF, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
It is 11:13. Sunshine Radio Job Finder coming up next. 11:16, Sunshine Radio. Now, a few minutes ago, you heard me making a fuss of my auntie Rin because it's her birthday today. And guess what? She just phoned me up. She said, "Well, you know, mention my name on the radio." I said, "I've just done it." I think she'd been having a mid-morning nip or something. Passed out on the settee, she was. Anyway, happy birthday again. Now, here's Sunshine Job Finder. We have three job vacancies here from the Leominster Job Centre, OK, this time. Leominster Job Centre. And first up is job number 734. Make a note of that number if you're interested. Some factory work here in Leominster. About £40 a week, working 8 to 5 Monday to Thursday in a factory doing feathering, dressing and packing of poultry. You must be hardworking and reliable, and that's job number 734. Job 712 is for a machine operator come labourer in Leominster. About £50 a week if you're 18 years old, working a two-day shift system, Monday to Friday, 6 till 2 and 2 till 10. Operating a plastic injection moulding machine, in due course you'll learn how to set the machine as well. Should be over 18 and have a liking for engineering, and that's job number 712. And lastly, here's one for a mother's help at Kingsland. £23 up to £30 a week, plus living in all found. Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, looking after a couple of kiddies, 6 months and 2 years old. Doing general housework and occasionally cooking simple meals. You should be aged 17 to 30 and you will live in with your own room. This job vacancy complies with the Sex Discrimination Act. They are looking for a lady. Okay, and that is job number 687. Leominster Job Centre will give you more information. Sunshine Radio! And their phone number is Leominster 4222. Or why not pop along and see them in Corn Square, Leominster? They've got details on those and a load of other jobs too. And employers, you hardly need reminding that the quickest and easiest way to fill your job vacancies